The Business Hour with Cyril Fulyoun on OFM.
Good evening and welcome to the Business Hour with me, Cyril Fulyoun. And tonight we'll find out how to make sure that your rental rates are just right in 2021. Shanaz Trathui, CEO of Rentmaster, joining us on the Business Hour this evening. How are you?
Hi, Cyril. Yes, thanks. I'm good. Thank you for having me.
You know, what impact did COVID-19 have on the rental market in 2020? You know, and how was rental rates affected and why?
So, Cyril, that's a massive question, and I could spend a lot of time exploring it. 2020 was challenging. I think that's no news to anyone, but it also was incredibly dynamic. What we saw is that it revealed so many rental trends and tenant behavior. We saw landlords having to negotiate the return on their rental assets, what they expected to get, they couldn't get, or people were unable to pay. We saw tenants having no choice about how they could earn their money, and certainly a reduction in their income and affordability, which sent everyone into a renegotiation mode and trying to understand how we could get through it.
So what has changed in the rental market for those that are renting out their properties and for those renting?
So if we can just touch on a few things. Firstly, I think the biggest impact we had is because people were limited in earning. We've seen during COVID that many people who needed to be retrenched work on reduced hours. So the first impact we see is really the level of affordability. And that level of affordability means that sometimes we had double income homes where people could afford a certain level of rent, and landlords needed to now come and renegotiate and acknowledge that these good tenants that had good intention were no longer able to stay in those properties. So rent ended up becoming a very transient amount. People, landlords now wanted to say, okay, how do I keep this tenant? And they renegotiated rent. On the other hand, we also had, if we have a look at the economy, we had the prime rate. So now we have the prime rate drop, and those individuals that would have been in the rental market now became first-time homeowners. And that was another competition. So what we saw all in all was a growing market of vacant properties and challenges in finding quality tenants who could afford rent.
What rental rates, what is rental rate brackets? That's what I would like to know. And also, how do you know where to look and what the right rental rates will be for 2021?
So if we have to have a look at it, and I'm leaning on a strategic partner of ours that we get a lot of data and analytics, and how the industry categorizes it is really we have an under 3,000 bracket, a 3,000 to 5,000 bracket, a 5 to 7,000, 7 to 12, 12 to 15,000 Rand bracket, 15 to 25,000 Rand bracket, and over 25,000. So those are quite a number of different brackets. But what's important about that is that each of those brackets are really showing us a different behavior. This is a different consumer behavior that we see. So if we have to have a look at an under 3,000 Rand rental, that individual, we find that they either can pay or they can't pay. The level of savings they have to recover and perhaps make up rental is very slim given their level of affordability and their quality or source of income. On the other hand, we see over 25,000 also equally unable to pay their rental when facing distress, and that's for other reasons. So when you look at a sweet spot, we're really looking at the 7,000 to 12,000 bracket that has shown themselves to be quite robust given what we've experienced in 2020.
Shanaz, if you can give us your top three tips for 2021, especially when renting out property, what would it be?
Sure. I've got about 12 I can share with you. But I can honestly
your top three. Your top three.
Okay, let me think about this. I think the one thing that I want to stress is that rental collection is an active job. Landlords need to be involved or need to acknowledge that they need a partner in this, because once you act quickly when things don't go according to plan, you have a more successful outcome. You're able to negotiate a difficult situation so much better for everyone involved, including the tenant and making sure that your asset is protected. So it's an active job. Be involved. Legal documents. People have great intentions. However, when things don't go according to plan, those legal documents are where you go to. It's your reference point. It helps you navigate fair solutions for both tenant and landlord. And I would like to say vetting and more vetting, and certainly making sure that you are checking the quality of income, quality of your tenant, and the level of affordability through a whole lot of very good checks and credit checks.
Wow. All right. Lastly, if people need more help regarding rental rate brackets, where can they turn to?
So really how we support our landlords and our clients is rentmaster.co.za. We have a whole team that is there waiting. We form a relationship with our landlords. We help them vet their tenants, provide the legal documentation, and help them navigate finding that quality tenant, and then we collect. When tenants don't pay, we then go through a debt collection process while they have the cash in their bank on the first, as they expected. So rentmaster.co.za, 0861-250-250, and rentmaster@clientservices.co.za, and we're there to help navigate this space with you.
Shanaz Trafui, CEO of Rentmaster, joining us on the Business Hour. And we spoke a little bit about how to make sure that your rental rates are just right in 2021. For the whole discussion, go and visit the blog on ifm.co.za. If you maybe missed out on the beginning, we will be posting it up for you as soon as possible. This is OFM, the sound of your life, and also the Business Hour with me, Cyril Fulyun.
The Business Hour with Cyril Fulyun on OFM.